Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Waukesha, Wisconsin, a sixth person has died after an SUV rammed into a Christmas parade on Sunday. Jackson Sparks was 8. He was at the parade with his brother, who was also hospitalized, and it turns out 3 sets of siblings were taken to Children's Wisconsin Hospital. Amy Drendel is medical director of the ER and the trauma center there. And Dr. Drendel, thanks so much for taking the time.
I'm happy to be here.
So how are you and your staff holding up? 1 fatality, 10 admitted to pediatric intensive care in your close-knit town.
It is a difficult time. We in the emergency department are nurses and doctors who take care of kids every day with injuries from accidents. But the number of children with these severe injuries resulting from this really senseless tragedy is challenging for our team. We were proud to be able to provide a high level of care for these children. And in fact, extremely proud to work with the teams at the scene, the pre-hospital teams, the care provided at the hospitals in the community in advance of arrival here at Children's was incredible and really will result in the best possible outcomes for these children.
Can I ask you a little bit more about that? What trauma care did these children receive in the field before they even reached the hospital?
We're now just starting to understand all the work that was done at the scene and by the pre-hospital providers at the community hospitals and then in transfer to our emergency department. We received 16 children to our emergency department, and we were then able to transfer them to our intensive care units, to the operating room, to receive other ongoing care that has really made a difference in their ultimate outcomes.
And what is the situation now? I understand 6 were initially in critical condition at your hospital.
The last I have heard is we continue to have 10 children in the intensive care unit. 6 are in critical condition, 3 in serious condition, and 1 in fair condition. 2 kids were discharged that night, and the other 16 were admitted to the hospital. So the injuries were significant, and the ongoing needs of these children and their families is a reality.
Can I ask you to talk a little bit more about the specific injuries you've seen?
I can say in the emergency department, we saw children with broken bones, head injuries, skin abrasions. When a car strikes a child, especially these young children's, there can be significant injuries, and we saw those in this situation.
One witness from Sunday described the initial scene at the parade as like a combat zone. I mean, when these children started coming into to your hospital one after the other, I know you're experienced at this, but what was it like? Was it a bit of a surge?
Yes, we received word that we would be receiving a large number of patients from the scene and the surrounding hospitals. We initiated our critical patient surge response, and that pulled in nurses, doctors, surgeons from all parts of the hospital and the surrounding area to be able to help us. And we quickly transitioned from a busy Sunday evening to one that could care for multiple trauma patients. And we were able to successfully take care of all those patients as they arrived over initially the first 2 hours, and then some continued to arrive throughout the night who were cared for at other facilities.
Now, I've read that your colleague, the chief medical officer at the hospital, has said that these injuries will go well beyond the physical and will take time to heal. I imagine this has impacted a lot of people in your town, in your community.
Yes, clearly there are a lot of connections between families and others in the community, and we can all feel this tragedy personally. from the time that you care for a patient, and then knowing that others know patients in these communities as well. So it is a close-knit community, and it is with heartfelt sympathies that we have for the people in our community. It will be a long road, and we will continue to support these patients and the families the best way we can.
Yeah. Amy Drendel is medical director of the ER and the Trauma Center at Children's Wisconsin. Dr. Drendel, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.